Welcome to the Te Ara Iwatai Christchurch Coastal Pathway. My name is Hano Sander, and I'm the chair of a Coastal Pathway group. Let's start walking south down the promenade toward the clock tower. The beach will be on your left. Here's Alistair Hutchinson, a retired environmental policy manager and passionate local historian.
You look here, imagine sand dunes way out past the low tide here. Several hundred metres of sand dunes out here, the whole way along the beach until about 1930s, and it started eroding. In the 1940s and then 1953, we had huge easterly storms, and the surf club was smashed by the waves, and we had this emergency rock sea wall built, all in about a year. And the sea was actually washing down the side streets, Menzies Street and Stroke Street. And so the concrete wall on the edge of the promenade, the landward edge of the promenade along here, is actually part of the sea defences. It's not sort of a decoration. And that's why you can't put holes in it to make it easier to walk through. You can see how the seawall curves out here. This was the site of this huge wooden two-storey surf club, which is now down at St Leonard Square Park. It was right here on this sort of promontory that stuck out, and it was right out on the edge. One of the biggest removals I've ever seen. They cut it in half and put it on these huge bloody big trailer trucks. And it wasn't the tidal thing, it was actually big easterly storms. Because the easterly, you see, you think of southerlies being the bad weather, but we're on the north side of the peninsula and we're really quite sheltered from southerly waves. They have to curve right round the peninsula and come back in again. They lose a lot of energy. So the really dangerous waves come from tropical cyclones straight up there, and they bring this huge dumping surf. Southerlies bring these long waves which are good for surfing. So that was the condition, 2 weeks of northerly storms. Storms tend to be more intense in winter, but cyclones are more intense in summer. So initially this was the swimming beach. I was all swimming in full clothes and things, and there was a guy called Bell, who was wealthy from Christchurch, and he decided to build saltwater swimming baths. And that is what the remains of the rocks are that go along from the clock tower out to the breakwater. We had to build a small breakwater out where the present big one is. Then he built a long timber wall, and then he dumped rocks on the outside to protect it from the storms, and it was 9 feet deep. These saltwater baths were very popular. But the problem was the storm has just dumped sand in over the top, and so it just filled up. The clock tower, I think, is Sumner's greatest heritage structure, and it withstood the earthquakes, which is a good credit to it too. The foundation was laid in 1932. It was donated by a business person, Mr. Green, to Sumner Borough. It was actually designed by an architect called Barlow. He also built the pump house in Linwood and a number of civic buildings. What diameter do you think that clock face is? Yes.
A couple metres.
Metre?
Yeah. It was designed to be 6 foot in diameter to be able to be read from Cave Rock, so everyone on the beach could read the time.
Thanks for joining us. You'll find more audio guides along the pathway